broadcasting taunting messages over loudspeakers that the SBS says were aimed at a village believed to be harboring Taliban soldiers. The U.S. military and the Afghan government are investigating. A lawyer who represents one of Saddam Hussein's co-defendants kidnapped today. Police say the lawyer was taken from his office in Baghdad. He was in the courtroom during the trial's opening session yesterday, representing one of the seven Ba'ath Party officials being tried alongside Saddam. Britain's Guardian newspaper says Rory Carroll, the journalist abducted in Iraq yesterday, was released unharmed today. Carroll is the Guardian's Baghdad correspondent. He was on assignment when he was abducted by gunmen yesterday. Carroll's father quotes his son as saying he's safe and well. In a story on the website of The Guardian, the person involved in winning Carroll's release says the reporter was kidnapped by criminals and that a group of Sadr City residents in Baghdad raided the area in which he was held and freed him. Hurricane Wilma continues on a path toward Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Category 4 storm, winds around 150 miles an hour. Yesterday, the top winds about 175. The storm still 160 miles south-southwest of Mexico, heading toward Yucatan. At a slower speed, the forward speed only about 5 miles an hour now. As it moves slowly over land in Mexico, it could weaken some more before it reaches Florida. Tourists have been ordered out of the Florida Keys and an island near Cancun. About 20,000 tourists have been ordered to leave high-rise hotels on the beach in Cancun. In Cuba, civil defense officials say more than 220,000 people have left their homes in low-lying areas. Florida Governor Jeb Bush says his state is preparing for an expected visit from Hurricane Wilma. The governor declared a state of emergency in Florida to ensure necessary supplies and disaster response teams are in place. He said this is the time to prepare. Governor Bush says Florida has food, water, ice, and other supplies ready, as well as disaster response teams that include up to 7,500 National Guard members. Governor is urging people not to hoard gas because that can cause long lines at gas stations and some of them to run out of fuel. This is Air America Radio News.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With Go to MyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in tonight as we continue to watch this house of cards that the British crime family has constructed slowly collapse, huh? Smiling Tom DeLay. Have you seen the picture? His booking picture? Yeah. They're proof positive this guy inhaled way too much pyrethrin. Although, you know, I got an email from Shauna who says she's pissed off about the delayed booking because he was granted very special treatment. Shauna writes, here in Texas, as I'm sure it is in any other state, you are not allowed to take in an 8x12 glossy, color glossy, for a mugshot. That's one. Two, notice there's no height marker in the background. Three, notice the color backdrop. Four, notice his coat and tie. These things, Shauna writes, are not allowed at a booking in Texas, even in a walkthrough as he did. Slimy creep. Well, Shauna, I don't know. I don't know about Texas. I just know that this goofy bastard standing there with this bug-eating grin on his face is just incredible. I mean, it speaks volumes about his utter contempt for the law of Texas, the law of the United States, for anything other than providing free child prostitutes to his clients in the North Mariana Islands. Tom DeLay is an evil, evil bastard. There's no getting around it. He really is. And the smirk on his face when he was booked today, I don't know if this is a booking shot or if he took in a photograph, I have no idea. But, you know, when you're Tom DeLay, when you're a little tyrant like this, and, you know, he still has, he hasn't been convicted yet. Right? He will be, but he hasn't been convicted yet. So he can continue to cop this arrogant bite-my-ass attitude. And eventually, it is going to bite his ass and other parts of his anatomy. What a scumball. Tom DeLay. Man, I'll tell you, I'm liking this an awful lot. What? My morning coffee and newspaper ritual. The past couple of mornings, even with a sick child, I've been kind of bounding out of bed, whistling up the driveway to get the papers. Now, you know the tide is turning when the entire A section of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution is devoted to one Republican scandal or criminal investigation after another. And the Atlanta Journal-Constitution is not a liberal newspaper. Matter of fact, it's kind of right down the middle. But there it all is. DeLay's warrant. The Libby, Rove, Cheney blame game. The Katrina hearings heating up. Brownie eating dinner while New Orleans residents drown. Harriet Myers questionnaire going back to the Senate with none of the answers written in that made any sense. I don't know how to fill this out. But you know what? George Bush is the smartest man I've ever met. Bush's approval ratings continue to sink. into the sewer. Voter fraud in Iraq. New troop atrocities in Afghanistan. The Bill Frist stock sell-off scandal. Page after page of stories that should have been reported years ago. Maybe they're making up for lost time. These people are dead in the water. This entire administration is over. The question is, how much damage can they do before their term expires? Now, I'm getting a lot of emails saying nobody's going to go to prison. We said that last night. Of course not. Of course not. George W. Bush will do what Gerald Ford did, what George Herbert Walker Bush did. He will pardon people who committed acts of treason against the United States and who violated the law in the most egregious way. So don't hold your breath on that one. But we will see the bastards squirm. We will see them being indicted, being accused. Oh, speaking of being indicted, we're going to be all over the map tonight. So we're going to take a lot of phone calls. I've got some sound for you. Matter of fact, do we have time to play the Cynthia McKinney thing now? No, we don't? Okay, we'll do it when we come back. Saadun Dulaimi has been kidnapped in Iraq. He is Saddam's lawyer. Did you know he was the new Iraq's first defense minister? Right? So the people that kidnapped him are going to cut his freaking head off and send it to the into the courtroom. You know that's going to happen. Saadun Dulaimi. He is a collaborator as far as the Sunnis are concerned, because he's participating in what so many Iraqis see as a non-trial. It's astonishing. Be like an invading army coming into the United States, declare George Bush a criminal, and put him on trial for his life. Wait a minute, that's not a bad idea. War criminals go to The Hague in the Netherlands. That's where they go. They are not put on show trials to make a point for these warmongers who now run the United States of America. Boy, it's hell when you have to say something other than hateful comments about a piece of human waste like Saddam Hussein, isn't it? But you know, we created him. The Bush cabal created him. Pappy Bush and Reagan and Rumsfeld, they created him. You know, he would have been your typical Middle Eastern former military dictator in a fairly progressive Middle Eastern country, Iraq. It was until the first Iraq war, after this jerk was thought he got a signal from George Herbert Walker to go ahead and invade Kuwait. Oh, well. Couple other items here. A woman in Chico, California, had a flag display out in her front yard. An American flag, a Palestinian flag, a Cuban flag, and the flag used by the Iraqi government under Saddam Hussein. And the American flag that was included was something her daughter had kind of made. It was artwork. It was a 12 by 18 inch flag on a small pole. The little girl had drawn a peace sign over the flag stripes and also penned in some happy faces. So this woman had these flags up. And she got bottled water from the Mount Shasta Spring Water Company. For more than 7 years, she's been a customer. And Mount Shasta delivery man came up to her door and took her empty bottle, wouldn't leave a full one, and left. And that evening, when her family was getting ready for dinner, the phone rang, this woman said. It was the delivery man. And he wanted to know, are those your flags? And the woman, Wendy Oshima, said they were. And the delivery man said her service was being canceled. Now, she had to get off the phone, but subsequently she had a phone conversation with the general manager of the company, which is based in Redding, California, and distributes bottled water throughout Northern California and Southern Oregon. And Wendy Oshima said that she came to realize that this company or this man doesn't want to do business with someone who doesn't support our troops and our government the way he wants the troops and the government supported. Huh? They cut off her water? Literally? Oh, my God. Wendy Oshima said she found it hard to believe anyone can still accept the Bush administration's claim that the war in Iraq aims to promote freedom to protect America, which is apparently what the water company executive was telling her. As Wendy Oshima said, it's about oil, economic interests, global dominance. It's astonishing. This is what's happening. This is what's happening. The owner of the water company said, we have the right to serve anyone we want. We would rather do business with people who are more respectful. Wow. Okay. Well, the company is Mount Shasta Springwater, based in Redding, California.
And with a coven in my hand, I'm gonna bite down and swallow hard, because I'm older now, and I've got no time to cry.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-888-293-WORD. That's 293-WORD. 1-888-293-WORD.
War, lies, torture. This is Suhair Hamad. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war. Devastated environment. Forced religion. No right to abortion. No dissent. No critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now.
800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591. But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. We have just a minimal amount of sound for you tonight. Cynthia McKinney ripping a Chertoff, a new body orifice, yesterday at the House Bipartisan Select Committee on Government Response to Hurricane Katrina. You got to hear this. We're going to play it for you. And then Manor Monkey today, talking with reporters after his little photo op with the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas. We'll play that for you right after the next break, all right? Regarding the photo of the bug man, which, you know, it really does piss me off mightily. If you or I are ever busted, we're not going to stand there like that, like a nice color photo. We're going to have a ID number under us. We're going to have hash marks to show how tall we are. Jesus. Anyway, Gary in Houston wrote this. He said, Mike, a smiling, well-coiffed, no lineup, hash marks, no offense number, placard, publicity photo was a tad discouraging. This and a deranged booking, no less. I hope we all get the same courtesy if we're ever arrested. You're right about the photo perfectly conveys DeLay's demeanor. He's a sociopath who is absolutely convinced that not only has he done nothing wrong, he's incapable of doing wrong. Or even worse, he decides what is right and what is wrong. Most people, Gary writes, guilty or innocent, appear somewhat contrite or at least slightly inconvenienced while being booked, unless you're Tom DeLay or Charles Manson or Albert DeSalvo or David Berkowitz, or Richard Speck. Yeah. Thanks, Gary. I just can't believe this mugshot. I can't believe it. But there it is. Oh, well. Very quickly, the Senate, again, failed to raise the minimum wage Wednesday, making it unlikely that the lowest allowable wage, $5.15 an hour, that's been around for, what, about 10 years now, will ever rise, not until Democrats are once again in control. And the Republicans use the same argument. Senator Kennedy tried to put this together. Republicans said, no, this will cost jobs. Oh, you lying sons of bitches. What costs jobs is what you're seeing with what's the company? They used to be called Delco, Delphi, or any other company that sends the jobs overseas. It's not the minimum wage. Wouldn't you like to just break the kneecaps of some of these people to say that? Wouldn't you? I mean, you really would. I know you would. I know you would, right? I know you would. Huh? Get about eight or nine of us together with baseball bats and just go smash some kneecaps when some of these Republican members of Congress say, oh, Jesus, listen to me, start talking about... Well, that'll drive jobs out of the country. That'll make employers not hire. yeah. Minimum wage can only higher minimum wages can only work against the poor. The Republicans say because it forces small businesses to cut payrolls or go out of business. Now, in the same period that. Republicans have denied a minimum wage, and the Republicans have been in control since the last pay raise, okay? In the time that the Republicans have refused to allow the minimum wage to go up a buck or a buck 10, they have voted themselves seven pay raises worth $28,000. I think some people need to be kneecapped, don't you? Oh, for Christ's sake, I'm just kidding. Beheaded is more like it. Last one here, I think. This is Barry in Corvallis, Oregon, sent this in to me. Senator Patty Murray out there is raising some hell because the Pentagon is reneging on its offer to pay a $15,000 bonus to members of the National Guard Army Reserves who agreed to extend their enlistments by 6 years. Did you hear about this? The bonuses were offered last January to active Guard and Reserve and military technician soldiers who were serving overseas. In April past, the Office of the Secretary of Defense ordered the bonuses stopped, Senator Murray said. This is in the News Tribune in Tacoma, Washington, a couple days ago. The senator said, this is outrageous. It makes me angry that this administration has broken another promise to our troops. The usual lineup of thugs from the Pentagon started trying to spin this news. One, Lieutenant Colonel Ellen Kranke confirmed the bonuses had been canceled. She said they violated Pentagon policies because they duplicated other programs. Now, Barry, you know, goes on and on. Barry wrote in and he said, okay, if the Pentagon can cut the bonuses that they promised to people for signing up for another 6 years, isn't it fair then for the people who signed up for another 6 years to immediately lay down their weapons, take off their armor, take off their fatigues, and walk out, catch the nearest Humvee to Kuwait, aboard a jetliner, and come back to the United States? Wouldn't that be fair? You'd think, wouldn't you?
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
One thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Let's go forward, shall we? And your teenager is now in their 20s, so stoned they can't move, which is how they spent college and why they didn't finish and get the job they deserved or the friends. Wish you could do it over again? You can. If you know your child is smoking pot and drinking, do something. Visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800 because life doesn't rewind. Action. The Anti-Drug.
Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take, EsterC, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. EsterC works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with EsterC. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection EsterC and EsterE everywhere vitamins are sold.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
In the aftermath of successful welfare reform, we must turn to the problems of the working poor. These problems seem immune to our affluence.
Jesus Christ. Just gets worse and worse, doesn't it? By the way, write this down. You got a pen handy? I just got an email from Gloria in Washington State, and she has the toll-free number for Mount Shasta Springwater, the company that's decided not to deliver to one woman because of her political views. You may want to call them and say, "That's good, guys. We're very proud of Mount Shasta spring water company, you are demonstrating your true Americanism by refusing to deliver water to this woman because she disagrees with your political point of view. Eh? I'm sure that would be the nature of your phone call, to stroke them and tell them what Americans they are, right? What true Americans. You want the phone number? It's toll free. It's 800. And the number is 922-6227. 800-922-6227. Now, remember, I'm sure that most of you will want to call and just tell them how wonderful it is that a company called Mount Shasta Springwater refuses to deliver water to a woman because of her political point of view. 800-922-6227. Thanks, Gloria. The hearings yesterday on the FEMA horror, which is very typical of this corrupt, filthy Bush crime family, but nonetheless, so many people died, so many people were injured, traumatized, children, oh my God, because of FEMA. What happened or didn't happen in New Orleans? Here's some excerpts from emails among FEMA officials during Hurricane Katrina. Now, Marty Bahamonde, is that how you say it, Kathy? Bahamonde is the regional director of FEMA for New England. And he went down there, and he sent the first email went to David Passy, who is the regional director for the Gulf Coast. Marty writes, issues developing at the Superdome, 2,000 already in and more standing in line. The medical staff at the dome says they will run out of oxygen in about 2 hours. They're looking for alternative oxygen. On the same day, about an hour later, he wrote to Deborah Wing, who is the FEMA response specialist. He wrote this, everyone is soaked. This is going to get ugly real fast. Same day, about 2 hours later, The regional director for the Gulf Coast, David Passy, wrote an email to everyone that said, the current population of the Superdome in New Orleans is 25,000. That's a large crowd during a normal event. Among the shelter population, there are 400 special needs evacuees, 45 to 50 sick individuals who require hospitalization. The on-hand oxygen supply will likely run out in the next few hours. And according to the ESF-8 folks, the local health officials have struggled to put meaningful resource requests together. The regional director for the Gulf Coast then wrote to Marty, the regional director for New England, and he says, our intel is that the OK-1 DMAT, nor the public health officers staged in Memphis, will make it to the Superdome tonight. Oxygen supply issue has not been solved either. The next morning, 7:30, Bahamonde wrote to Michael Heath, a FEMA official. He wrote, some pumping stations failed, but no widespread flooding yet. The real worry will be in the next 3 hours when the storm passes and we get the northerly winds blowing the lake into the city. The next day, he wrote to Nicole Andrews, a FEMA spokeswoman. What is happening with the U.S. travel this morning? U.S. referring to Brownie. What's his name? What was his first name, Kathy? Michael Brown, the FEMA. Apparently he uses the name or the letters U.S. What is happening with the U.S. travel this morning? When is he coming to New Orleans? The area around the Superdome is filling up with water, now waist deep. He can land and do a presser, but then have to leave. There'll be no ground tour, only flyover. Then Bahamonde wrote to Michael Brown himself next day. Sir, I know that you know the situation is past critical. Here are some things you might not know. Hotels are kicking people out. Thousands gathering the streets with no food or water. Hundreds still being rescued from homes. The dying patients at the DMAT tent being medevaced. Estimates are many will die within hours. Evacuation is in process, process. Plans developing for dome evacuation, but hotel situation adding to problem. We're out of food. We're running out of water at the dome. Plans are in the works to address the critical need. And then Sharon Worthy, Michael Brown's press secretary, wrote to Cindy Taylor, the FEMA director of public affairs, and copied everybody same day about, let me see here, about 2.5 hours after Bahamandi wrote this, the one I just read to you. This is what Brown's press secretary wrote to everybody. It is very important that time is allowed for Mr. Brown to eat dinner. Given that Baton Rouge is back to normal, restaurants are getting busy. He needs much more than 20 or 30 minutes. We now have traffic to encounter to get to and from a location of his choice, followed by wait service from the restaurant staff, eating, etc. Bahamandi got that email, and he wrote back, "Oh, my God. No, won't go any further. Too easy of a target. Just tell her that I just ate an MRE and crapped in the hallway of the Superdome, along with 30,000 other close friends, so I understand her concern about busy restaurants. Maybe tonight I'll have time to move my pebbles on the parking garage floor so they don't stab me in the back while I try to sleep." A couple days later, Bahamandi wrote to that press person, Sharon Worthy, Brown's press secretary. He wrote, "The leadership from top down in our agency is unprepared and out of touch. But while I'm horrified at some of the cluelessness and self-concern that persists, I try to focus on those who have put their lives on hold to help people that they have never met and never will. And while I sometimes think that I can't work in this arena, I can't get out of my head the visions of children and babies I saw sitting there, helpless, looking at me and hoping I could make a difference. And so I will, and you must too." So they're not all bastards. Brownie has to have time to eat. And you know how bitchy those wait staffs can be. My God. All right, Cynthia McKinney, my member of Congress, yesterday. Cynthia asked a lengthy question of Chertoff about his lack of preparedness and possibly felonious negligence following the Katrina flooding in New Orleans. She rattles off a stream of newspaper headlines, which included turning back everything from diesel fuel to Walmart supplies. FEMA turned everything back. Referring to homicide counts against the owner of a nursing home where patients died, she asked Chertoff whether he should be charged with negligent homicide. You'll hear the question, then an interruption from a Republican from Texas, this thug Henry Bonilla, objecting to the way Cynthia McKinney is questioning questioning Chertoff. And then the chairman of the committee, Tom Davis, Republican of Virginia, overrules, saying that Chertoff could take care of himself. We won't bore you with Chertoff's quacking and excuse-making after Cynthia's ripping him a new body orifice. And remember when Bush said this is no time for finger-pointing? All Brownie and Chertoff have done is point fingers.
You talked about the tools to get things done. Leadership is also an important tool. On the day Katrina made landfall, our president made two Medicare appearances. 2 days later, Condoleezza Rice took in a play and bought shoes while thousands were homeless. The vice president, we're told, was fishing while New Orleans flooded. And you, Mr. Secretary, reports tell us that you were confused about your role. Now, we're also told that the National Response Plan, which placed you in charge, wasn't followed by you. And as a result, we got the following headlines, which I compiled. FEMA won't accept Amtrak's help in evacuations. FEMA turns away experienced firefighters. FEMA turns back Walmart supply trucks. FEMA prevents Coast Guard from delivering diesel fuel. Homeland Security won't let Red Cross deliver food. FEMA bars morticians from entering New Orleans. FEMA blocks 500-boat citizen flotilla from delivering aid. FEMA fails to utilize Navy ship with 600-bed hospital on board. FEMA to Chicago, send just one truck. FEMA turns away generators. FEMA, first responders urged not to respond. Those are just a few of the headlines that I collected. Leadership, indeed, is a necessary tool to implement any plan. Seems that chaos was the plan best implemented. Leadership, Mr. Secretary, was lacking. Now, I also read with interest a New Orleans headline that says nursing home homeowners charged in deaths. The owners of a St. Bernard Parish nursing home, where 34 residents died during Hurricane Katrina, were arrested Tuesday and booked with negligent homicide. Mr. Secretary, if the nursing home owners are arrested for negligent homicide, why shouldn't you also be arrested for negligent homicide?
Yeah!
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Would you yield for just a question?
This is the gentlelady's question. If she'll yield to you, this is her time.
I'd like to hear the answer from the Secretary.
This committee is operating in a responsible fashion and is asking very serious and harsh questions. However, in my view, the Secretary has to answer our questions, but this is a subjective call, Mr. Chairman, but when questions are, in the view of some members, over the top and not constructive, I don't believe the Secretary needs to waste his time by answering those questions.
Well, I think the Secretary can take care of himself. Secretary Chertoff.
I love Cynthia McKinney. I'm going to vote for her for president. I'm going to write her name in on the ballot here in Georgia. She's my representative. Mine!
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc helps. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business.
It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the Internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is Internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
To border and coast to coast, the Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
I wonder why the leading lights in the Democratic Party don't have the courage that Cynthia McKinney has. This little old gal, as she's referred to by some of the white people here in Georgia's 5th District, this little old gal from Georgia, who just kicks ass and takes names, doesn't she? Man. Couple of quick emails here, and then we'll have the Manor Monkey sound bites coming back. This is from, who is this from? This is from Dennis. Mike, here's the email I just sent to Mount Shasta Springwater on their website. So your company refused a service to a woman with the wrong flags, which your delivery man and I guess your CEO don't like. Who else will your company refuse service to? People who belong to the wrong religion, whatever that may be. People registered with the wrong political party, people with names that don't sound American, people who vote wrong, meaning differently from you, people of the wrong skin color. Where does it stop? Is this what the war in Iraq is about? Shall our soldiers die in pursuit of personal freedoms in Iraq while you deny some of the same freedoms in California? That's great. That's great. I like that. I like that. Kick ass. Take names, Dennis. And this is from Mike about the mugshot, which is not really a mugshot. It looks like a PR shot of the bug man, of this filthy little pissant. Anyway, Mike writes, having been booked a couple of times into the jails in Philadelphia, I resent the fact that DeLay was pictured smiling. This wasn't a booking photo, rather something from his publicity file. When I mistakenly smiled at my pot possession booking, I was smacked across the face with a leather glove, and my photo was snapped as soon as the smile was wiped off my face. I want to see this overprivileged smug bastard go down hard on the laundering charge. Doesn't that fall under the RICO statute? Can't the feds nail him and strip him of all his earthly possessions? Isn't that what they... Yeah, well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. Isn't that what they do? If I get busted tomorrow with a pound of pot in my car, or if you do, that's it. Oh, and if they can connect you to the person that sold it to you, RICO Act. There goes your house, your car, your savings, your stocks, your bonds, your wristwatch, everything you own. Oh, you don't own any stocks or bonds. Okay. Well, whatever you've got, it's gone under the RICO Act. And this filthy pig, Tom DeLay, who likes to make sure that the South Asian managers of the sweatshops in the Mariana Islands who work for major American labels can have their 8 and 9 and 10-year-old little girls shipped in for sex. And Tom DeLay stands back and says, you know, I think that's okay. And I'll do everything in my power in the U.S. House to prevent any law being passed that would regulate your sweatshop here or regulate your little predilection for little girls. They are kind of cute, aren't they? You filthy bastard. I don't care how much money Tom DeLay stole. I don't give a damn how badly he jiggered the electoral map down in Texas. But this filthy, filthy, filthy human being went into the United States House of Representatives and worked diligently to kill legislation that would have brought child sex slavery into the light and prohibited by these monsters. And Tom DeLay made sure the bill was killed. Now, think about that during the break.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
It's not often you hear thousands of people applaud the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Well, that's what happened at the U2 concert last night in Washington when the declaration was shown on a video screen as Bono sang a song about the Bosnian conflict. During the show, Bono promoted the Jubilee campaign, which calls for erasing the debt of poor nations, and the One campaign, which aims to end global poverty. He cheered the U.S.-backed anti-AIDS effort that has provided anti-HIV drugs to 400,000 infected people in Africa this past year. He also called for eradicating malaria in Africa. And in between, U2 performed 2.5 hours of kick-ass music. It's not only rock and roll, it's a crusade. This year there was talk of Bono receiving the Nobel Peace Prize. That didn't happen. But there's always next year, and he certainly deserves it more than one previous winner, Henry Kissinger. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester E, advanced protection. Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
I'm David Orrick. Our headquarters is in New Orleans. Our factory is in Mississippi. I'm 82 years old, and I've never seen anything to compare to what's happened here on the Gulf Coast. Please, everybody, donate to the hurricane relief effort, and if you call me to order an Orrick vacuum, we'll donate one in your name to folks who are trying to rebuild their lives. Call 888-843-5645, 888-843-5645, or visit orrick.com/relief. Thank you.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations, not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. The evidence that prosecutors have assembled in the CIA leak case reportedly suggests Dick Cheney's chief of staff, Scooter Libby, sought out reporters in the weeks before the undercover operative's identity was revealed by columnist Robert Novak. And that reportedly cast doubts on one of the main lines of defense by the White House. For months, the White House and supporters have argued that top presidential aides did not knowingly expose Valerie Plame, the wife of administration critic Joseph Wilson, as a CIA operative. At most, their story went, aides passed on information about her that entered the White House from reporters. But now, special counsel Patrick Fitzgerald reportedly knows that Cheney aide Louis Scooter Libby met three times with New York Times reporter Judith Miller before the leak of Plame's identity, and Libby initiated a call to NBC's Tim Russert, and he was a confirming source about Wilson's wife for a Time magazine reporter. In a new twist, presidential political adviser Karl Rove testified, apparently, that it's possible Libby was his source before Rove talked to two reporters about the CIA operative. One prominent Washington attorney, James Wareham, analyzing this, says, in light of all those disclosures, quote, it's going to be difficult for the defense to prove the theory that the White House got the information from reporters. Where Louis Libby first heard the information still is not publicly known. With all these investigations and indictments, George Bush says he's trying to avoid what he calls the, quote, background noise of investigations and political problems to focus on the nation's needs. Bush says the American people expect him to do his job. He spoke at a news conference today at a time while his political numbers are falling. Several of his aides and allies are under investigation or under indictment. Former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay was booked in Houston today on state conspiracy and money laundering charges. DeLay turned himself in at the Harris County Sheriff's Office. He was photographed, fingerprinted, and released on $10,000 bond. He's to be arraigned tomorrow. Police in Iraq say 10 masked gunmen kidnapped the lawyer for one of Saddam Hussein's co-defendants at his office in Baghdad. Meanwhile, a kidnapped journalist for a British newspaper has been released unharmed. Rory Carroll of The Guardian was seized yesterday in Baghdad. Tourists desperately trying to get flights out of the Mexican resort of Cancun ahead of Hurricane Wilma. Preparations are also underway in Florida, where a state of emergency is in effect. We still don't know who won the $340 million Powerball jackpot last night. The winner in Oregon, apparently, but it turns out a U.S. senator was a runner-up. Republican Senator Judd Gregg of New Hampshire was one of more than 40 people who matched five of the numbers, which gets Senator Gregg and the others a total of $853,000. This is Air America Radio News.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the smoke-free free trial offer is. Smoke-free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
War, lies, torture. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Bye, man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Welcome back. It's about 7 minutes before the hour. What? We have some kind of news breaking. I don't have a television on in here, so let me see what it is. Kathy, just can you open your mic, or is Molly coughing?
Yes, it's always a fun day at the Molloy Show. I have a sick baby on my lap. Now, breaking news, the New York Times is saying that Rove and Libby have been advised that they may be in serious legal jeopardy. It just gets curiouser and curiouser.
Well, I want to see a scroll that says Bush and Cheney are advised that they may be in deep legal jeopardy. All right. Let's do some phone calls here. I want to get some of you folks on, and then we're going to go to the, what do we have here, three sound bites from this moronic president who is really, really losing it. When you listen to this tonight, these three sound bites, you tell me if you don't think he is heavily medicated. And I'm not being a flip there. I mean it. Heavily, heavily medicated. As a matter of fact, can we do them now, Kathy? Can we do these three sound bites now? You ready? Okay, let's do the first one here. This is where he is speaking with reporters after his photo op with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. He keeps trying to trot out some good news, and he just falls flat on his face. Good news for him, not for the country. He tried to stage that troop talk the other day, and that farce was exposed. Today he tried to get some spin on the Middle East peace process going, but reporters just hammered him with questions about his troubled presidency. For those of us who want to see this whole corrupt regime crumble, it's almost like Christmas in October. This reporter asks, Mr. President, there are a lot of distractions for your White House, a CIA leak investigation, a conservative uproar, and congressional criticism over the Harriet Myers nomination, and even investigations of top Republican leaders in Congress. How preoccupied is the White House by these problems, and how are you dealing with them?
I've got a job to do. And part of my job is to work with others to fashion a world that'll be peaceful for future generations.
And
got a job to do to make sure this economy continues to grow.
Yeah.
I got a job to make sure that there's a plausible reconstruction plan for cities affected by Katrina. I got a job to make sure this hurricane headed toward Florida is the federal response is prepared for it.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, there's some background noise here. A lot of chatter. A lot of speculation and opining.
Oh my God. Background noise. Background noise. That's what this moron labels an unending series over the past 5 years of missteps, acts of deceit and fraud, two wars, the worst natural disaster ever to strike the U.S., the arrest today of the House Majority Leader, the arrest of a Cheney aide on charges of espionage, the arrest of the Bush crime family's top federal procurement official, the possibility of criminal indictments being issued against Cheney, his top advisor, Louis Libby, Bush's top advisor, Karl Rove, a Supreme Court nominee who can't fill in a questionnaire, the kidnapping of the lawyer representing our tyrant du jour, Saddam Hussein, the relentless pursuit of Bush by the mother of one dead soldier out of hundreds, the utter failure of every single agency over which this crime family has taken control, the possibility of some sort of mutiny developing at the highest levels of the United States military, on and on and on. And Bush calls that background noise. Background noise. Because, you see, he's got a job to do. He's a war president. He's got Social Security to fix. He's got hurricanes coming. Background noise. The Bush crime family has come into office and attempted to blow up the entire... Everything. Everything. Every agency they put their slimy hands on, foreign countries, the economy, everything. Just blow it up, and he calls it background noise. Bush now has to turn to the foreign press to ask the kind of questions he wants to answer. No more Armstrong Williams or Jiffy Lube or Bianca's out there. So a Palestinian reporter says, Mr. President, the roadmap that your administration backs calls for the creation of a Palestinian state in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. Yet the Israelis' settlement activities, despite your repeated calls, included today, still continue in the West Bank. What is your administration planning to do to get Israel to put an end to those activities?
The president has got a job, and that's to establish trust with the Palestinian people. He is a man who said, I'm running on peace platform, and therefore he has talked to us about using security forces to make sure that armed gangs don't disrupt the democratic process.
Uh-huh.
And our job is to help him do that. And so, to answer your question, yes, we hold people to account for their promises made on the roadmap. And many of those promises will be easier to keep for all parties as there's progress on the ground. And we have seen remarkable progress during the past year. And the progress isn't over this year. There will be elections. This is a very hopeful period. I'm very upbeat about being able to achieve this vision. I understand it's hard. Old feuds aren't settled immediately.
Old feuds? Old feuds? No, moron. A feud is what happened between the Hatfields and the McCoys in where, Kathy? Kentucky? Tennessee? Manhattan? It doesn't matter. That's a feud, you moron! These are the Israelis and the Palestinians. This has been going on for how long? 1948. 1926. And you call it a feud? Old feuds aren't settled immediately. Oh, my God. That's right up there with, well, God told me to invade Afghanistan. And then he told me to invade Iraq. And he told me to go slay all the Canaanites, too, so that the Hebrew people would have a land of milk and honey. And I'm supposed to walk around Jericho. That's a city over there. And they have big walls. And I blow the ram's horn, and the walls will come down. It's unbelievable. The man is insane. Is that not, if not insane, a borderline disassociate? What is it? Dissociative syndrome? What is it, Kathy? A borderline personality disorder? Is that close enough? Borderline? Man. All right. One more soundbite when we come back from this moron, and then we're going to take your phone calls. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy.
The sign says there's no vacancy. As you stare at me vacantly, the lights are out, but I can't see them. Nobody.
My dream is that there be a Palestinian state living side by side in peace with Iraq.
Nobody home. I love it when you speak your mind. Nobody home. It's nice to have some quiet time. There's nobody home. The sign says there's no vacancy, but everything you say to me convinces me most certainly.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys the Nation.
Don't waste your money.
Oh, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading the Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a home? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3, or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Barry emails in and says what Bush has is narcissistic personality disorder. Okay, I'll go for that. There's an event in New York City tomorrow, Friday evening, and Saturday morning. Get a pen, and I'll give it to you in a moment, okay? All right, back to the last piece of sound that we have tonight. Man or Monkey, still speaking with reporters after his meeting with Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian Authority president. Can you imagine what a conversation with Bush if you're a leader, a world leader? I don't care what part of the world, but if you're a world leader and you sit down with this dunce, whew. So back to the American reporters and to Bush's troubled presidency. This one has a question about the Harriet Myers nomination. Listen carefully to this gobbledygook answer about her vague answers on the Senate's questionnaire. Now, what happened, I'm sure you know, the Senate committee that's going to interview her, what is Judiciary Committee, sent her questionnaire, you know, fill these in. It helps them speed things up. Apparently, she sent the questionnaire back with little smiley faces and tic-tac-toe things and a few answers, and that's about it. So notice, when Bush doesn't understand the question, he just keeps repeating key words in the question, hoping the reporters won't notice. He's like a sixth grader. Okay, he's like a fourth grader trying to fudge a book report when he didn't read the book. And he just rearranges phrases from the book cover and hopes the teacher won't notice, right? You know what I mean. Reporter says, Mr. President, Senator Spector called the rollout of the Myers nomination chaotic. Is that a fair criticism, sir? Are you satisfied with the way the nomination has been handled? Would you be willing to release any more documents about her if it would help?
I picked Harriet for a lot of reasons. One reason was because she had never been a judge. I thought it made a lot of sense to bring a fresh outlook of somebody who's actually been a very successful attorney. Secondly, the questionnaire that she filled out is an important questionnaire, and obviously they will address the questions that the senators have in the questionnaire, or as a result of the answers to the questions in the questionnaire.
And then he goes on to say, but one thing the questionnaire does show, if people look at it carefully, is Harriet's judicial philosophy. That's what the questionnaire says, and so Harriet will answer all the questions asked in the questionnaire. All right, do you have the complete quote? Okay, go ahead.
I picked Harriet for a lot of reasons. One reason was because she had never been a judge. I thought it made a lot of sense to bring a fresh outlook of somebody who's actually been a very successful attorney.
How about a milkman?
Secondly, the questionnaire that she filled out is an important questionnaire, and obviously they will address the questions that the senators have in the questionnaire, or as a result of the answers to the questions in the questionnaire. But one thing the questionnaire does show, if people look at it carefully, is Harriet's judicial philosophy. And that's what the questionnaire says. And so, Harriet will answer all the questions asked.
Oh, my God. Doesn't it remind you of his nonsense answer about tribal sovereignty a few years ago? Remember that? And in listening to this, do you get the feeling, like I do, that he doesn't know what the hell a questionnaire really is? Jesus, God. One reason, he says, I picked Harriet for a lot of reasons. One reason was because she had never been a judge. Now, in Bush's backward world, this is that's perfectly logical. Nominate a person for life to the highest court in the United States, where decisions are made that have lasting effect for generations. And by God, let's bring in somebody who's never been a judge. That'll work. Well, you know they've done it before. Hell, we've had 34 justices who weren't judges, so I'm just following tradition. Yeah, sure you are. All right. You got your phone, your pens. The first session of the 2005 International Commission of Inquiry on Crimes Against Humanity committed by the Bush administration. Howard Zinn, keynote addresses by Howard Zinn, Marcus Raskin, and Michael Ratner. James Obresk is going to be there. Amy Bartholomew, Larry Everest, Dennis Brutus, Camilo Mejia, Ray McGovern, Barbara Olshansky. This is write it down, at the Grand Ballroom of the Manhattan Center. That's 311 West 34th Street. 311 West 34th Street in New York City. Tomorrow night at 6 p.m. and then Saturday at 10 a.m. All right? Bush Crimes Commission, in the spirit of the Nuremberg Trials and the Bertrand Russell Tribunal. Tomorrow and Saturday, 311 West 34th Street, New York City, the Grand Ballroom of the Manhattan Center. Be there.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-888-293-WORD. That's 293-WORD. 1-888-293-WORD.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Before you board a plane the next time, you might want to check who made it. A Mother Jones investigation suggests that thousands of unsafe flight critical parts have been installed on Boeing-made airliners. Defects in those parts may pose a serious safety threat, but the planes are still flying. Three former Boeing employees filed a lawsuit saying the company used defective parts. The Mother Jones investigation revealed that the defects could put 1,600 commercial planes at risk. The whistleblowers also say that Boeing personnel tried to cover up the problem by deleting company records and asking an employee to, quote-unquote, lose a relevant document. Several current and former FAA inspectors told Mother Jones that because of the situation, they won't fly unless it's an emergency. When inspectors won't fly the planes they're supposed to be keeping safe, you know there's a real problem. You can find the full story at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tribal sovereignty means that, sovereign. You've been given sovereignty and you're viewed as a sovereign entity.
Twenty-six before the hour. If you want more information about that Bush Crime Commission, the first meeting, it's going to be Friday and Saturday in New York City. Go to bushcommission.org. Bushcommission.org. All the information is there. Okay, let's do some phone calls now. I think it's about time. Clint is calling from Dearborn, Michigan. Oh, Clint, our bureau chief in Dearborn. Hey, Clint, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad. How about you, Mike?
Doing fine, Clint. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to talk with you. Before I express how much I hate these people, I want to say hello to you and Kathy and Molly.
Well, that's very kind.
And I certainly have been getting a little extra glee in my eyes as you have this week, watching all the events going on, watching first Tom Decay. And then sitting here waiting to hear Carl Rover get his up and coming, which I hope we'll hear next week.
So do I. Isn't it terrible that we have to sit here and just be so happy that these people have finally, apparently, hopefully, been caught, been snagged? I there's a part of me, what's the word, the German word, Schadenfreude, where you celebrate somebody else's misfortune. It's a nasty way to feel, but by God, I feel it.
I think the whole world deserves to feel this after what they put us through.
Yeah, I think so.
You know?
I would like to see some of these people go to jail. That will never happen because Bush Jr. will pardon them. If they are convicted of crimes, or he will pardon them preemptively, which the president has the right to do, I believe. So we'll just have to see how this develops. But it sure is good to see these bastards hauled away and in DeLay's case, forced to walk down to go to a police station or a sheriff's office and get a fingerprinted mugshot. I don't care if the mugshot is something from his press kit. The little weasel still had to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that smile he had on his face and all the newspaper coverage, it just, I felt like you. I just wanted to reach in there and just smack him in the face.
Oh, man.
Boy. You know, because the guy is just like, evil to the max.
Yeah, he is.
So, but anyways, yeah, and thanks for your, I haven't had a chance to call in, but thanks for all your commentary on Delphi, because the economy.
Well, you're living right up there in the middle of it in Dearborn, Michigan, for God's sake.
Yeah, we're watching. Ford Motor Company is Dearborn.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
And of course, Delphi and General Motors are all around here as well as your hometown of Toledo. So
yeah, do you work? You don't work in that business, do you?
No, I'm lucky because I work in the academic area, but still, yeah. it affects us because we don't have the funds, we don't have the students that we would have normally and mm-hmm. and things like that. So but,
it must be really terrible to see this decline. I got out of Toledo 40 years ago, mm-hmm. Clint, and I made trips back because until they all passed away, I had a brother there, a mother there, a sister there, and I watched the city go from what it was in the 50s, just a vibrant Midwestern feeder city for Detroit, just like so many cities in the Midwest,
mm-hmm.
In that part of Ohio and Michigan, Indiana, and go from that to being just absolutely dead, decaying, just like the Paul Simon song about, My Little Town.
What I always think of is Billy Joel's song about Allentown.
Allentown, that's what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking about the Billy Joel song.
But yeah.
It was so sad to watch it happen, and I can't imagine having lived through it. I would assume you've been in Dearborn all your life, right?
Yeah, I have, and it's just not Dearborn. It's places like Grand Rapids and Lansing.
Let's not even talk about Flint.
Yeah, Flint.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's good to hear from you, Clint. I got to move on. Thanks a lot for checking in. Don't be a stranger, okay?
Oh, okay. Take care.
All right, sir. You too. Claude is calling from Long Island. Hey, Claude. Welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike. I hope I'm the first to wish you a Merry Fitzmas.
Fitzmas. Yeah, I hope he comes through for us. You know, let me tell you something. There's something that's out there on the web, and it's too long for me to read over the air. It's called The Most Important Criminal Case in American History.
Yes, it is. That's right.
And you can find it at HuffingtonPost.com. That's Arianna,
it's a
Huffington
site. It's a beautiful read.
Have you already read it, The Most Important
Criminal Case? Oh, yes, I have.
Have you? Oh, my God.
Oh, I jumped from my chair with glee reading the treason during a wartime is punishable by death.
Yeah.
I believe... That alone will bring about the reduction of our national debt, and here's how. I, for one, would pay upwards of $1,000 to do the pay-per-view to watch Roe fry.
All right, now,
and
come
I
on,
think
come
many
on.
People out there would, too.
Now, come on, Claude.
Oh, no, you bet. Robles? Robles? I call them Robles.
Robles.
This guy is the most insidious fascist bastard, like you say, ever to walk the face of the earth. I don't care if he has children and he's a father. He is nothing.
He is protoplasm in a piece of... You read The Most Important Criminal Case in American History. You read that at the HuffingtonPost.com.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, well, it really pumped you up, right?
Pump me up ain't the word, baby. Oh,
well, one thing, once Rove is gone, one thing you'd be certain of, there will be more leftovers in the West Wing refrigerator once he's gone, right?
Oh, unfortunately, you're absolutely right. I really don't think the Bush will, I don't call him anything except the Bush.
The Bush.
In lowercase, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
The Bush will pardon him because, actually, that would just bring everybody then realizing that he's a treasonous.
Well, I guess we're going to have to wait and see. And let's not forget the last possibility. Fitzgerald may I don't know.
He's going to punt?
I hope he doesn't. I hope he doesn't. Boy, I think this country will break into open spitball contest if that happens. But
I just pray every time I see a soldier by the bush that they will do what they've sworn to do and uphold the Constitution against all enemies within and within.
Foreign and domestic.
That's right. And they just should do what they need to do. And they should just do whatever they have the power to do at any given moment in time and do what they have to do.
Yeah, well, I hear that. Claude, thanks for checking in, pal. You have a nice evening. Peggy is calling from South Carolina. Peggy, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Merry Fitzmas again.
Thank you.
Yeah, there are a couple of versions of parodies of Night Before Christmas, well, as the Night Before Fitzmas.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of Christmas carols out on the internet of parodies of Rove and Libby and Bush, a bunch of them. And,
oh, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
I love seeing a good train wreck.
Yeah. Oh, God, you're right. Yeah, me too. What the hell?
Yeah,
so
but I just have to wonder what, you know, based on what Bush was saying and all of this other stuff, what color is the sky in these people's world?
I don't know. Pink? Yellow? Mauve?
I have no clue.
I don't either.
But I was looking at delays. I can't call it a mugshot because it looks like he's posing for Kwanian of the Year.
It does, doesn't it? I don't know how that...
Yeah, like he's Kwanian of the Year. He's from Bubba Branch, Texas, and it's going to go on the wall of Denny's.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what it looks like. That's exactly what it looks like on the wall of Denny's.
Because that's the exactly first thing I thought of when I heard it.
Yeah, up near the cash register, right?
Yeah, right, right when you come in, that little foyer thing.
Oh,
you know, they have
God.
The...
We've been in the South way too long. I swear to God.
I'm not originally from here. I'm originally from Ohio. I grew up 130 miles south of Toledo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In
Troy.
Dayton. Where?
Troy.
Troy, Ohio.
Yeah.
Well, home gal here. I got a homie here.
Yeah, you do. Miami Valley forever.
All right. Now, what you really
and
called about...
It's over 23 years in Arizona.
Oh, my goodness.
Before I came here 3.5 years ago.
Here comes the musical train.
Yeah.
Time to break. Listen, thanks, Peggy.
Hey, thank you. I just wanted to give you that visual.
That's a good one. That's a good one. A Kiwanian of the year in a framed one of those mahogany fake frame things that you buy at Target. Put up on the wall near the cash register at the local Denny's.
Exactly.
That works, Peggy. That's great. Thanks. Thanks for the image. You take care. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We've got miles to go before we sleep. We have four open lines. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. We have 10 lines working now, I believe, 9 or 10 lines working, so occasionally we get some open. 866-303-2270. Want to get on the program tonight? Give us a holler.
She said she loved me. She was a spy who lied. Another one bites the dust. Right. I could relate. Could you relate? Another one bites the dust. Jerry Wonder, fried up. Another one bites the dust. Yo, cannabis and Tom Forte. Another one bites the dust. Yo, dirty cash and baby three. Another one bites the dust. And another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Yeah. Right now, baby.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Ma. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of two movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement subscription?
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club, Newsweek says, is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Very comfortable in the job because I've got great advice and advisors to whom I get good advice from, great advisors to whom I listen.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most
Thank you, Johnny. That is Johnny Mathis, right? 9 before the hour. Jason is calling from Palm Beach, Florida. Jason, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
It's wonderful to talk to you. You do a great job, and I've been listening to you for a long time, and I appreciate the work that you do.
Well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And also, congratulations on your new one.
Oh, thank you.
But I'm also a kind of a homie because I lived up in Norcross working for a software engineering company for a while, and up until the point where 9/11 happened, and I kind of lost my job in that area, and so I had to move down here. But anyway, that's another story. What I had called to talk to you about was I have a little idea. I'm not sure if it's a revolutionary idea or just a simple idea. What it is that I think it would be a good idea if we just stopped all the campaign contributions to the candidates. I mean, all the corporate ones, all the lobbyist ones, all the special interest ones, every single contribution, only individuals would be able to contribute money to candidates up to a certain amount.
Like, oh, sure. That's the way it should be. That's the way it has been in the past. Abraham Lincoln, Dwight Eisenhower, John Kennedy. We've had Republicans and Democrats warning against corporations being considered as protected under the Bill of Rights, the corporations being considered individual entities, the corporations being allowed to make contributions. It's hog's nut. Corporate America is destroying the country where it concerns the country remaining a democratic republic. They have turned it into, with the help of Republicans, they have turned it into a corporate state. And that's where we are now. It's getting, and it's tightening down. I honestly don't know how many years of even pretend freedom we have left.
Exactly. I'm not sure what we're going to do with this kind of atmosphere that we have where corporations and special interests wield so much power and the individuals seem not to care.
Well, we have to have members of Congress who will not touch a dime. We have to gather up all the lobbyists on the infamous K Street in D.C. and push them all into the ocean up to their necks and not let them ever come out. They have to just stay in the ocean.
Well, couldn't we just have a simple rule where only individuals could contribute and there would be no corporate donations?
Well, you got my vote. You got my vote. And if the corporations hollered, screw them. What are they going to do? What's General Motors going to do? Close down every shop and move to China? Until we get some politicians, though, that have the courage, Jason.
I have written John McCain on this issue, but I've yet to hear back, and I'm sure I know why. Because, well, I mean, he has tried to, and, you know, Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. You know, he has supposedly been on the front of campaign finance reform, and so I wrote him to, with just this idea, a simple idea, some would say radical idea, but I think it's just a simple idea. Just make all contributions come from individuals, period. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah. Well, it's a good idea. Jason, let me move on. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you checking in, pal. I have a couple of people have sent me some pieces of transcripts from the Pigman's show the past couple of days. Limbaugh, the drug freak. Not that there's anything wrong with drugs. If you're going to do drugs, though, A, be an adult. B, be an adult. C, go buy them yourself. You know, you don't send your housekeeper out to break the law. You know, if you're going to do drugs, that's breaking the law. You know, if you can't do the time, don't do the crime. You know, yada, 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 yada. He's a hypocritical thug. And again, when the electricity is finally cut permanently, I get him. But people have been sending me some transcripts of what he's been saying on his program. He's really losing it, isn't he? He's really turning into a paranoid. I can't wait till it becomes delusional. The CIA's after him. Who all's after him, Kathy?
I don't know, but he's only a couple of oxys short of a total nervous breakdown.
Is he? It's that close, huh? I can't wait. What's happening in that case? Does anyone know? Huh? The prosecutor in Florida who's supposed to be putting this lard ass in jail?
Any day now, he'll be in prison next to Rove, and they'll be fighting off some giant guy going, "You got a pretty mouth."
Jody is calling from Arlington Heights, Illinois. Jody, I'm going to be able to say hi to you for a moment, put you on hold, and come back to you.
Okay, Mike.
This is Jody who used to call for when I was on WLS, right?
Yep, and IE America too. But I don't think I've spoken to you since you've been on Air America. So.
I don't think so either, and I was going to drop you an email about that. But,
okay.
What do you want to talk about when we come back?
Really, I want to be the big downer in everybody's glee because I see them going right ahead and passing legislation that's still going to take years for us to overcome.
Okay, well, let's talk about it. We'll come back and pick you up on the other side of the break. Jody, stay right where you are. And the rest of you folks are on hold. Stick around. We're going to get you all tonight, all right? This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
America Radio.
I'm David Orrick. Our headquarters is in New Orleans. Our factory is in Mississippi. I'm 82 years old, and I've never seen anything to compare to what's happened here on the Gulf Coast. Please, everybody, donate to the hurricane relief effort, and if you call me to order an Orrick vacuum, we'll donate one in your name to folks who are trying to rebuild their lives. Call 888-843-5645. 888-843-5645 or visit auric.com/relief. Thank you.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage.
Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. High winds and heavy rain are lashing Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula as Hurricane Wilma crashes into the tourist destination. Wilma has maximum sustained winds of about 150 miles an hour, making it a Category 4 hurricane. Forecasters say it could regain Category 5 strength and inflict catastrophic damage on the Yucatan Peninsula, but there is a chance it could weaken considerably by the time it reaches the USA. Meteorologist Joe Bartoszek reports.
Many Floridians are breathing a bit easier heading into the weekend, as the more westerly track has certainly brought the Sunshine State more time to prepare. In fact, the more time Wilma waits to make the turn to the east or to the right, as forecast by all the computer models, the greater the westerly shear. The forecast is now beginning to indicate a significantly weaker Wilma, maybe even just barely a hurricane, moving across the south-central Florida region in the late Sunday, early Monday time frame.
Former U.S. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay surrendered to Texas authorities Thursday to be booked on charges of money laundering and conspiracy. He smiled broadly for his mugshot and was released after posting a $10,000 bond. DeLay is scheduled to make his first court appearance in Austin, Texas today. He's accused of steering almost $200,000 of corporate donations through the Republican National Committee to Republican candidates for the Texas legislature. President Bush is brushing off questions about whether he has become preoccupied with other problems. Correspondent Terry Moore reports.
During a joint news conference with Palestinian President Abbas, President Bush was asked about possible distractions, including the CIA leak flap, the conservative uproar over Supreme Court nominee Harriet Myers, and investigations of top Republican leaders in Congress. He described the controversies as background noise.
A lot of chatter, a lot of speculation and opining, but the American people expect me to do my job, and I'm going to.
I'm Terry Moore in Washington.
In Philadelphia, officials are still trying to sort out what happened with a Philadelphia city councilman who's facing a federal indictment. Rick Mariano spokesman Frank Keel says Mariano went up to City Hall Tower, which was closed for the day, but his intentions were uncertain, and he had to be talked down by the police commissioner. Some fear that the councilman was going to attempt suicide. Keel says the indictment hanging over the councilman's head has taken its toll on him.
Councilman Mariano is not a robot. He's a human being like all of us. And this thing obviously has taken its toll on him emotionally and physically and otherwise, as it would any of us. So I just asked tonight that people say a prayer for him.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
War, lies, torture. This is Suhair Hamad. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war. Devastated environment. Forced religion. No right to abortion. No dissent. No critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. We were just about to talk with Jody, who has called in from Arlington Heights, Illinois. Jody, thanks for holding on.
Thanks, Mike. I think some of the things that I really, you know, I see happening, hey, I'd love to be singing Let It Snow on their parade also, you know.
Oh, sure.
But I just, and I'm holding my breath on that, because I have this sneaking feeling that it's not going to be as big and as wide as we think it's going to be. But, you know, that's just how things have turned out for them lately.
Well, that is a very definite possibility. The reason I feel that the hammer is coming down, and you can take that a number of different ways, is because of what you just said. They have danced around and danced away from every single irresponsible act that this gang of incompetence has perpetrated against the United States. I refer to them as evil. I think they're evil. On the other hand, their evilness may simply be their total incompetence. I have never seen a group of bureaucrats like this one who can't find, you know, pardon the expression, can't find their ass with both hands. I've never seen anything like this in my life.
Well, I think it's very purposeful. I mean, it goes back to Reagan saying, there's not a problem with government. You know, in his first inaugural, the government is the problem, and they truly believe that, and they have the American public believing that too. And so we pay no attention to what they're doing when they pass things. I mean, one of the things that really, really, I'm a Christian, and this really upsets me. Telling people who, you know, letting people discriminate if you're running a Head Start program. You know, now they now say it's fine for you to have discrimination in hiring. If your Head Start is in a church, Mm-hmm. Whatever that church is, you can hire only people who are of that faith, and you can only have the parent volunteers, which is a huge part of Head Start.
That's so sad.
To let those people, they can also be discriminated against, which means that their children are going to end up probably being discriminated against also. And there's no reason for it. It's not, you know.
Did you ever think your country would come to this?
No, I mean, I find this sort of insidious throughout, this constant theocracy building on the sly is really upsetting me, because that is what brings the government down. I mean, eventually, theocracies don't make it in the long run. They get overturned, and that's what we're trying to become under these people, and it scares me, and we don't pay attention to it. Or you have the real Bible thumper saying, well, it's great, you know, we were a Christian nation, and which isn't, so what? You had a nation where people happened to be Christians. It didn't mean they wanted theocracy to run the government.
Right.
It's totally different things. And I just, all these laws, you know, we can't pass a you can't have an increase in the minimum wage. I mean, it's just ridiculous. These people just go along and take it. And I sort of said facetiously that background noise might just be the American people on the whole starting to wake up and thunder after him.
That's
possible.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't know if that's true, but I'm hoping that's the sound he's hearing in that background noise.
I hope so, too. Jody,
anyway,
it's good to hear from you.
Thanks, Mike, and good luck with Molly.
All right, thanks. Don't be a stranger. One of our participants, Jody, from Arlington Heights, Illinois, from way back in the WLS days. Oh, my God. Brian is checking in from Florida. Brian, welcome to the program.
Mike, you rock, and so does your bumper music. I really like it.
Kathy's great, isn't she?
Yeah. She's got some really good choices, Moody Blues, Pink Floyd. I'm a little nervous. I haven't been on the radio in a while.
Oh, yeah?
Well,
watch out. Watch out. There's a monster in the speaker, and if you say the wrong thing, the monster will leap out and rip your eyes out. Okay?
Oh, boy. Oh, that just helped me much better. Okay.
So don't be real nervous, but, you know, pay attention.
Yeah, I'm only being heard by several million people. But anyways, I have to say, first of all, that I have to listen to you on the Internet because, the right-wing talking heads are all over the radio here.
Absolutely.
And speaking of right-wing, about 2 months ago, A federal whistleblower by the name of Tom Hannigan put out the information about these indictments coming down. And I started telling people, especially right-wing wackos, and they were, oh, you're nuts, you're crazy.
Well, you know, I have to confess, Brian, I saw these reports circulating on the Internet that you're referring to, and I was real tempted to start talking about them.
It was better you didn't.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought at the time.
Because you could have told that he would have gone through the...
Yeah, you know. Because what I've read on some of these reports is that indictments are ready on Bush and Cheney. Now,
You strike me a bit of a skeptic, and I respect that. And, a little bit of...
I mean, I hope that's the case. God knows if any two people needed to be indicted
if anybody needed to be burned at the stake. first of all, I hope that DeLay fries. I mean, Rove, too, you know, I mean. But the thing is this. You use the word evil, you know?
Right.
And evil is part of a polarity. And I think there's good, too. I think that ultimately God is in control. Not the God that the shrub, I call him the shrub, that's my name for him, who worships the shrub chimp, because they worship a different kind of God. They worship the God of the globalists, you know. And, people owe it to themselves. They should find out about the Bohemian Grove Club, the globalists. They meet there once a year in California.
Right.
People don't know enough about that. People should find out about the Skull and Bones.
Right.
I should say that I'm nonpartisan. I'm a Green Party member, but obviously I lean to the left. And these right-wing wackos need to go. I mean, there's no question about it. And I think that there is a much bigger plan here that, you know, I don't know. I mean, Hannigan, I just want to mention this. Tom Flacco, you've heard of him?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Tom Flacco, he has the information on his website, but he's saying that Harriet Myers is a deep cover for three different countries. Now, I don't know if that's true or not.
Let me guess. China, India, and who's the third one?
I don't remember, but I will tell you this. And I'm talking fast now because I know the time's short. There's another one that's reporting, and I don't remember if it's Skolnick. It might be Sherman Skolnick, that she is under a grand jury investigation herself.
Myers is?
Yeah.
And by whom?
And get this. There's also a grand jury investigating the involvement of Coca-Cola and Pepsi paying off the judges in 2000 so that the shrub would be elected.
No, wait a minute. You lost me on that last one. Pepsi and Coca-Cola contributed money to a fund that went to the Supreme Court justices to pay them off to vote the way they did.
Right.
Now that one stretches the rubber bands in my head to the point where they just snapped.
Sherman Skolnick. I've
read some of his stuff. He's either the biggest fantasist on the internet. Or the second biggest, but I wouldn't go, who in the hell knows anymore, Brian? I swear to God, but I would not.
Fitzgerald, okay, he knows. He's been investigating this for 2 years, and I tell you right now, he hasn't just been investigating this plane thing. He's been doing a lot of digging, and I wouldn't be surprised if he starts linking things to 9/11.
Well, we'll have to wait and see, but Coke and Pepsi buying off Supreme Court justices is a little too fizzy for me, Brian.
Hey, Mike, can I email you some information?
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
Please do. All right, Brian, I got a boogie. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate what you had to say, except that last part. No, email me whatever you want. I want to see it all. Let me see here. Junior is calling from New Jersey. Junior, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mr. Malloy?
Hey, I'm doing great, Mr. Junior. Call me Mike, please.
Mike, I'm an active duty soldier in the Army, and since I've been back last August, I've been tuned to your radio station and basically Air America overall. So I kind of like stay up late and show up to work kind of droggy. Couple of things that I wanted to bring up.
Can I get you to hold on? Junior, let me get you hold on. I got to take a break here.
Okay.
We'll come back and hear what you got to say and what your observations are, all right? Stick around, folks. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Sorry I'm late. Hey, look at you. You look good, girl. What'd you do? Botox? A young boyfriend?
No, same old face, same old husband. But we did get a new bed.
A new bed did all that?
It's not just any bed. We got the Tempur-Pedic mattress. It's fabulous. I haven't slept this well in years. The Tempur-Pedic molds and contours to every curve of my body, so no more tossing and turning, no more back pain. You know, I wake up feeling great, really refreshed and relaxed.
So why were you late?
I didn't want to get out of that bed.
The extraordinary Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. It's the only bed recommended by more than 25,000 sleep professionals worldwide. The Tempur pressure relieving material is changing the way the world sleeps. Call 1-800-805-3511 for a better sleep video, a sample of the proprietary Tempur material, and a 90-day trial certificate. That's 1-800-805-3511. It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. 1-800-805-3511.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and overlimit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's More of Mike Malloy.
Okay, where were we? Junior, active duty soldier who's called in from New Jersey. What branch of the military are you in?
U.S. Army.
Well, what's the next move for you? You say you've been home since August?
Right. I'm scheduled for deployment next year. Actually, any time now. The fiscal year began in 2006, so I'm scheduled to go back any time now to end of next year for an 18-month tour. I was there in 2003.
Where are you going?
I'm back to Iraq.
Isn't it interesting that they call it a tour?
Yes.
Like you're going to the Bahamas, for Christ's sake?
Correct.
A tour, huh?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
listen, watch your back, Junior.
Excuse me?
Watch your back.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I can, the first time, the thing I'm calling is, one of the issues that I have is, I mean, I know the whole situation with the New York Times and with newspapers. I personally blame the newspapers and the media for the death of almost 2,000 plus soldiers and the injuries. I hold them responsible for it because they were complicit in what the administration, you know, with the game that they ran on the public.
You're talking about people like Judith Miller.
Correct.
and the rest of these people who beat the drums of war based.
Correct.
On lies and BS.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm there with you, Junior.
You know, and it hurts because, you know, as soldiers we don't talk about it because it's like persona non grata, that discussion doesn't come up, but I know we in essence we feel it. It's like, for instance, you know, the Army has this policy, zero tolerance, which means if you get popped for a drug test with any kind of anything in your blood cell, you're supposed to get processed out.
Mm-hmm.
But since the war started, they canceled this policy. What they will do, they will send you overseas. That you okay, you go to the MOAT, say if you're a reservist, you get popped. And you go to the MOAT station, you get popped with a drug test, whatever it may be, cocaine, marijuana. They'll send you overseas for however long. When you come back, they'll chapter you out and give you a dishonorable discharge.
Mm-hmm. But not until they've used you.
Correct. And I know of people that receive Purple Hearts, Bronze Stars, who perform honorably, and when they came back, they got dishonorable discharge.
Yes.
You know, it's crazy. It's the same thing with the National Guard, with the bonus that you talked about, how they treat the National Guard, because they actually doing more, a lot of the work. The Army came out with this something called a combat action badge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's for non-people who are not infantry. Like, if you're not an infantry, you get this badge. They put into effect this year.
Mm-hmm.
And anything we get in the service is for promotion points. For instance, the active duty Army and the reserves get 15. If you receive that combat action badge in Iraq or wherever theater you're in, you get 15 promotion points. But the National Guard only gets 10 promotion points.
Well, that doesn't seem very fair. You get just as dead if you take a bullet.
Correct, Roger. You know, and it doesn't pan out. It's just a lot of things that I'm listening to, and I'm just like, I'm frustrated. I mean, I can get out of this deployment, but I'm in charge of a company, and my soldiers are young, and since I've been over there twice, I kind of feel responsible to take care of them. They're afraid. I'm afraid also, but my responsibility is to them. It's not, I'm not going to say it's not to the administration, neither is it to the Army, it's to my soldiers. You know, it's funny because, like, I was with the 3rd Armor, who are in Iraq now. I was with them in December in Georgia,
mm-hmm.
and I'm looking at the armor plating vehicles, and I'm like, wait, these are not armor plated. Armor plating is supposed to be 3/4-inch type plated. A lot of the equipment was, the armor plating was not even 1/8 of an inch.
Good God.
And now they're going back for another tour, and I'm like, I'm inspecting, because I'm a transporter, so I have anything that leaves, anything. When I was in Iraq, anything that left Iraq, I had to see. So I've seen a lot of things. I talked to a lot of people. I've seen a lot of faces. And, you know, I will see, like, for instance, I was with the 1st Armored Division out of Germany. You know, when May 1st, when the president declared that the war, major combat operation is over, they were happy. They were elated. I went with them. I spent 3 months with them. I went back last year, and when I seen the same people that I seen the year before, they were totally out of it. I mean, it was a disgusting phrase, because they were supposed to be there for 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
They got extended 3 extra months.
Let me ask you something, Junior. Do you think that the U.S. military is in Iraq to establish democracy in that country?
Negative. I'm a historian. I have a degree in history, so I tend to read a lot,
mm-hmm.
and I tend to take the general who wrote that War is a Racket.
Oh, Smedley Butler.
Right, and I read a lot of his things from what I can get a handle, and what he says is 100% correct. Mm-hmm. It's impossible.
Hey, hold on a second, Junior. I'm going to hold you over again, because there's just a couple more things I want to hear you talk about. So just hold on a second. A quick break here, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Join in and fight with the Allies. What could we say? We're only 25 years old.
With 25 sweet summers. Hot fires in the cold.
This kind of life makes that violence unthinkable.
We'd like to play hockey, have kids and grow old.
Fighters for Texaco. Fighters.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, verbal advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-888-293-WORD. That's 293-WORD. 1-888-293-WORD.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
I'm David Orrick. Our headquarters is in New Orleans. Our factory's in Mississippi. I'm 82 years old, and I've never seen anything to compare to what's happened here on the Gulf Coast. Please, everybody, donate to the hurricane relief effort, and if you call me to order an Orrick vacuum, we'll donate one in your name to folks who are trying to rebuild their lives. Call 888-843-5645, 888-843-5645, or visit orrick.com/relief. Thank you.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Your host for a Pience, Friance future, it's Mike Malloy.
Yeah, c'est moi. 26 before the hour. We're talking with Junior, who's called in from New Jersey. Active duty soldier, National Guard. No, you're regular Army?
Yes, regular Army.
Regular Army, I'm sorry. All right, what... I'm trying to remember what it was I wanted to ask. You go back to Iraq... When, as far as you know?
Well, as far as I know, I'm supposed to go back in December, but they pushed it back to June. But now they're having some conferences for this fiscal year, so it may be, it could be any time, basically, because we're in the new fiscal year. We're based on rotation, so it's basically two-year rotations. So basically 06-08, that's when I'm scheduled to go back. So
all right, let me ask you this. This is going to be a kind of a weird question. I know a lot of guys who enter the military... can be pretty gung ho. They can get really caught up in what the military is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I would imagine that's a good thing. Sometimes it's not so good. If you're going to do that, of course, you do have to be kind of careful.
Right.
But let me ask you, this gung ho attitude that the television networks put out there a lot when they're reporting on what's on soldiers and non-coms and all the way up to officers, there seems to be this gung-ho attitude. Is that prevalent in Iraq among the rank-and-file soldiers, or
no.
is that not true?
It's not among the rank-and-file. Is not what you will have. You will have a lot of soldiers who fathers were sergeant majors or E-9s or who fathers were generals who have that attitude. I'll give you a situation. I work with the First Army a lot. One of the lieutenants who happened to graduate from West Point happened to be a cool guy. When I met him, we went out in Germany. They showed me around because that was my first time in Germany. When I seen him last June when I was coming back, when they were coming back, and I remember watching, because basically the TV over there, you don't get MSNBC. Everything is Fox.
So I've heard.
All the channels are tuned to Fox. Actually, the first time I seen anything other than Fox was when I went to, I was in Wisconsin a couple of months ago, and the classrooms had MSNBC and CNN, but over there, everything is Fox.
Mm-hmm.
And we was watching Fox, and I think it was talking about, the president came on saying everything is safe for democracy, looking at me like, how can they say this when we just lost so many soldiers in this extended time for nothing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's overall when it, underneath when they're talking at night, you don't they talk the reality comes out, but in essence, nobody's really feeling that. You have very few, maybe special forces that are feeling it, some Marines, infantry, but overall, most of the casualties over there are non-infantry based. So you have a lot of truck drivers that are getting killed. A lot of supply transportation that are getting killed, who are not technically trained for. We're all soldiers, but especially the National Guard, when you only or the reserve, when you're only training for a specific amount of time, you can't get everything you need. You can't
Junior,
get funds. You know.
Yeah, I'm hearing you loud and clear. I want to ask you one more thing, and then I'm going to have to move on. And I would ask you this though before I ask you the one more thing. Okay. While you're in home, I guess, New Jersey, I hope you will call this program or another program on Air America before you leave a couple of times and voice your opinion, because what you're saying is real important. But here's what I want to ask you. Do you, individually, do you understand, and do the people in Iraq understand, the American soldiers understand, that when folks back here are opposed to this war, they are that way because these are American soldiers who are over there. We don't want to see any of you shot up or dead. Does that come through?
Yes, it's coming through in the past since I left. Yes, it has been coming through. I've been getting a lot of emails from a lot of individuals saying, yes, they're feeling that. And then, but at the same time, the command structure, the generals and the colonels are trying to limit this kind of exposure to soldiers. But soldiers overall, they know, and they, when they get home, they feel it more, especially when they realize the trauma that they're going through. And, you know, when they look at, if they're conscious to know that the VA is getting cut or anything in that nature, they realize that their exposure is futile. So, yes, they know it, but it's hard. We don't. We're limited to what we can say, what we can feel. That's why it's almost like what you see in Abu Ghraib and all these situations. It's frustration on two levels. Frustration because they don't give us guidelines, and it's frustration because in reality, you know, this is not the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that.
So it's almost we as soldiers, we live in a dichotomy. It's crazy, but we do.
Well, I just hope that the troops understand that so many of us back here, when we talk about being against this war, that one of the reasons that we're against it, one of the deep reasons, is because you are our young people. You are our young men and young women, and it's painful. You know, we're fathers back here. We're mothers back here. We're grandparents and aunts and uncles, and to see our I don't mean this in the way it sounds, but to see our children over there fighting and dying for this, we want you home. Do you understand
right.
that?
Yes, I do.
And the soldiers understand that?
Yes.
We want you home because we love you and respect you, and so many of us believe that the United States should have, given the nature of the world, should have a strong military, but that military should never be misused the way this Bush administration has misused it. So those of us who are talking about bringing the troops home, we are not anti-military. We are not anti-soldier. We are anti-misuse of whatever honor the United States military has brought to itself over the years. And I realize, you know, just like our man Smedley Butler, I realize that the U.S. military has been tricked many times to go do the dirty work for U.S. corporations. By the same token, there have been a billion, countless numbers of acts of heroism by men and now women in uniform. And I just hope that the soldiers in Iraq, Junior, understand that the people back here who show up for these anti-war demonstrations and the marches and the shouting, we just want you guys home and the gals too, because we love you. Do you understand that?
Yes, we do. I mean, deep down inside, we understand that.
All right, Junior, I hope you're going to call again.
Yes, I will. Mike, I enjoy your show. Thank you very much, and God bless.
Thank you, Junior. I appreciate you taking time to talk with us. That's the kind of guy that I think most of us would like to have as a son, don't you think? I know. There is, I didn't mention the Iraqi people who are being blown to pieces. I understand. Soldiers don't make policy. From tomorrow's New York Times, the headline is, cover-up issue is seen as focus in the leak inquiry. I don't know where this appears in the paper, but it was just sent to me by one of our listeners. Just a couple of sentences. As he weighs whether to bring criminal charges in the CIA leak case, Patrick Fitzgerald, special counsel, is focusing on whether Karl Rove or Louis Libby sought to conceal their actions and mislead prosecutors. Among the charges that Fitzgerald is considering are perjury, obstruction of justice, and false statement counts that suggest the prosecutor may believe the evidence presented in the 22-month grand jury inquiry shows that the two White House aides sought to cover up their actions. Mr. Rove and Mr. Libby have been advised that they may be in serious legal jeopardy, the lawyers said, but only this week has Mr. Fitzgerald begun to narrow the possible charges. Associates of Mr. Rove and Mr. Libby continued to express hope that the prosecutor would conclude that the evidence was too fragmentary and that it would be difficult to prove Rove and Libby had a clear-cut intention to misinform the grand jury. Lawyers for the two men declined to comment on their legal status. Yeah. That's tomorrow's New York Times. I can barely read that. Take the highlight off of it, would you please? Mamie is calling from Minnesota. Mamie, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. Hey, Mamie.
Merry Fitzmas, Mike.
You guys are just going to keep
it up. Yeah, I know. I just want to know if Patrick Fitzgerald has enough bodyguards. You know, suicide is going around these days.
Yeah.
Dump bump. Anyway, let me pick up on one line you said tonight as a segue. When you're talking about the FEMA debacle, they aren't all bastards. Those are the people I want to talk about.
Right.
The people in every party who care enough to put themselves on the line, like our soldier here.
Yeah, hey, hold on a second, will you, Mamie? Hold on. I got to take this break, and I'll come back and get you on the other side of the break. Don't lose your place, okay? Because I always forget what I'm talking about during the I get so fascinated by our commercials. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor. Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
I'm David Orrick. Our headquarters is in New Orleans. Our factory's in Mississippi. I'm 82 years old, and I've never seen anything to compare to what's happened here on the Gulf Coast. Please, everybody, donate to the hurricane relief effort, and if you call me to order an Orrick vacuum, we'll donate one in your name to folks who are trying to rebuild their lives. Call 888-843-5645, 888-843-5645, or visit orrick.com/relief. Thank you.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03 and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system, and when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy. Someone else ends up winning. Don't you care?
Don't you care? It's about 10 minutes before the hour. Back to Mamie in just a second, but first, thanks to the folks who made the show possible tonight, Justin Yuen, Jason Isaac, and Stan Stolpiak, all in New York. Also, D. Neal, who handled your telephone calls tonight. Thanks to everybody in New York. We do appreciate it. Our senior correspondent in Minnesota, Chris Ben Birch, who handles WhiteRoseSociety.org website. Mark Marshall, our webmaster, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Catherine Bezos, our executive producer. Thanks to everybody again. All right, Mamie, let's do it. What do you got?
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. Computer glitch. I heard nothing.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. Anyway, the people that I want to talk about are the people in every party who care enough to put themselves on the line. Themselves on the line. People of honor, people who respect the truth. These are our allies.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats are the only party within striking distance to get this corrupt administration out of office. We've got the opportunity and the responsibility to turn the country around and get it going in the direction of sanity and freedom again.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think we can adopt Bush Co.'s go-it-alone arrogance. We need to build consensus.
Oh, absolutely, especially not just our domestic problems, but these global problems, global warming. Our days are numbered on this planet unless something can be done. I just hope to God that it's not past the point of no return. I really do. We need cooperation. We really do, Mamie, on so many issues.
I'm hopeful. I think we need a common sense agenda, something that any sane American can get behind, regardless of party ties. And I really think Air America is a good position to promote this and bring everyone together because, you know, the other party, the other side listens.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The only thing that worries me about this, Mamie, is that now, I believe this. I'm not trying to be cute or flippant here, but I believe there is a huge segment of the American population that has been driven mildly non-sane. I don't want to say insane because that conjures up a certain image, but have been driven out of their minds by right-wing media, especially right-wing talk radio, especially the Pig Man and some of his clones over the past 15 years. And then you take people like Newt Gingrich, the way the Republican Party became the Reptilian Party, just the awful stuff that has been pumped steadily into the minds of most Americans, and especially, and I hate to be an ageist here, but especially people under the age of 40, who have had nothing but Reagan, Bush, I don't know how they saw the Clinton years, I guess is a period of time to snatch and grab, and now we have this Bush. I honestly do, about the non-sane segment of the population of this country. I think it's huge. They are gibbering maniacs, morons. You know, how many people really, really, really say to pollsters they believe in the talking snake theory of creation and don't want anything to do with evolution? I mean, it's just insane. These are people who go get flu shots every year and a shot in their arm that states categorically that the shot is being used because the flu virus has evolved or mutated. You know, this sort of thing is not supposed to happen. People that believe the Grand Canyon is 5,000 years old. I don't know what chance we have given that mindset and the fact that it's shared by so many people.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think those numbers are overblown, and I also think a lot of people have stopped drinking the Kool-Aid, because you hear these people calling in quietly, you know, yeah, I'm a conservative, and they try to argue with you, but, you know, just by what they're saying, you know that they want to believe in something better. And I've got a common sense agenda. I got 7 points here real quickly, because I know we're running out of time. These war criminals and their associates have got to get prosecuted to the full extent of the law. And I think, you know, we have November 2nd coming up, where there's going to be a lot of people marching on capitals. We need about 500,000 people in every state, because they ignored 500,000 people in D.C. in the end of September. They ignored 2 million people with the Million Man March. You know, we've got to go out and demand our right to impeach all these bozos until we get all the way down to Harry Reid as the interim president, because Harry won't pardon the crime family. Second, we got to have transparent elections. Every vote has to count. No votes turned away by those in power. Verification of votes must be the law and enforceable. Number three, we want our Bill of Rights back. All the shady deals and laws that have been forged against the Bill of Rights must be revealed to the public and repealed. We can't have that. If we don't have our Bill of Rights, we're not America. No more torture in America's name ever, ever, ever again. Campaign finance reform. Take 10 national debates on the issues decided by the voters, to televise it. Additionally, one stump per candidate per state on the issues. Perfect cost containment. Stupid candidates need not apply. Number seven, no more going to war without a public referendum. If we can't trust the Congress, then we'll just have to put it to a vote.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that all makes sense. The only thing I would offer a mild correction, you mean Nancy Pelosi. As president, because she would be third in line if the Republic, if the Democrats
well,
get.
See, they've got 22 folders, so I'm figuring we can get down to Harry.
Well, that's very true. Hey, listen, those are good ideas. Thank you, Mamie, for sharing them with you. I do appreciate your call tonight. You take care.
Have a great night.
All right, we'll talk again.
Bye.
We're just about out of time, aren't we, Kathy? The clock gives us what, 20 seconds? Okay. Oh. Thanks for participating tonight, however you did that. I do appreciate it. And I hope we hear from Junior again, you know, before he deploys. Y'all take care. Tomorrow's Friday night. Oh, my God. I'll see you then. All right? Watch your back. Merry Christmas. Pitsmas. Christmas? Pitsmas? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Before you board a plane the next time, you might want to check who made it. A Mother Jones investigation suggests that thousands of unsafe flight-critical parts have been installed on Boeing-made airliners. Defects in those parts may pose a serious safety threat, but the planes are still flying. Three former Boeing employees filed a lawsuit saying the company used defective parts. The Mother Jones investigation revealed that the defects could put 1,600 commercial planes at risk. The whistleblowers also say that Boeing personnel tried to cover up the problem by deleting company records and asking an employee to quote-unquote lose a relevant document. Several current and former FAA inspectors told Mother Jones that because of the situation, they won't fly unless it's an emergency. When inspectors won't fly the planes they're supposed to be keeping safe, you know there's a real problem. You can find the full story at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person.